This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and diminishing our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the kind of high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe. Like vintage-style tees, tough tank tops, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, shorts, and so much more. All made right here in the USA. From growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
If you look at the last 8 years, there's been 5 trophies, and the vast majority...
I'm glad you looked at 8 years anyway, not no. 3.
But don't worry, that's the first part of the question. I'm seeing it.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Ashling O'Reilly's with us. Ashling, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ger. How are you?
Yeah, yesterday was a sensational day. Getting to hang out with the family members in the immediate aftermath of a medal is a very special moment.
Oh, such a special moment. Yeah, it was a great buzz yesterday. And I think the whole of Team Ireland just really felt it over here in Paris to have 2 medals within, I think it was just over 5 minutes, with the bronze from Orla Comerford and then the bronze from Rochini Regan as well. It was brilliant, brilliant. And I was at the Stade de France to witness Orla in her race. And yeah, it was an incredible atmosphere. So much of her support came over. She had a crew of, I would say, 40 to 50 people here, of friends and family. And it was a special moment just waiting for them, with them afterwards at the Stade de France, waiting until Orla came out. And yeah, the emotion was something else, because it is such a special thing when they've seen her go through everything she's gone through. She's been at 3 Paralympics now, didn't go right for her at Rio. She was only 18. She finished 8th in the final that day, raced in Tokyo and got a bad injury. So didn't make it to a final, and then to come out in her 3rd Paralympics and have that medal around her neck. Yeah, she was absolutely delighted.
She's a 100 metre sprinter who's had really significant hamstring problems, which obviously, if you have a hamstring problem, it means every time you sprint, you have this kind of nagging voice in the back of your head going, pop, 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 please don't pop.
Yeah, I think anyone, who has had hamstring injuries, that is always in the back of your mind. And physios often say that it plays on your mind quite a lot, and you have to overcome that and you have to sort of put it under pressure. And I'm sure Orla, had to do that as well, going out to race in 100 metres to be well warmed up and the whole lot. Look, she would know it inside out. And she did race a time of 11.94, so it was just outside her PB of 11.90. She was disappointed with that. That was actually one of the first things she did say to us when she came over to the mix zone, that she was disappointed in her time. But it just shows the competitor in her that she wanted to go faster. She did do that 11.90 back in June at the Irish National Championships. That was the same race that Rashida Adelecki broke the Irish record. I think it was 11.13 Rashida got that day. So she was in great company. But I think for Orla, it's just a brilliant story. She started running in Rohini Shamrock. She spoke about that as well afterwards. 6 years of age. And it was at 11 then she began to lose her eyesight. And, it didn't hold her back whatsoever in her athletics career. Like, she was diagnosed with Stargardt's disease and didn't hold her back. She kept going. She loved sport. And yeah, it was just amazing to hear her family and friends just talk about the journey that she's been through and the athlete that she is, and the time and the dedication and everything that she puts in. She'd been not drinking for quite a while, as most athletes would, and she was just looking forward to having a pint last night. So we all went to O'Sullivan's afterwards, and there was just such a good atmosphere that there had been 2 medals today. All of the athletes who had previously been competing were there. And yeah, there was just a really good buzz.
Yeah, it is absolutely incredible. We're just rolling the B-roll here of when she comes back to meet her family. You talked about everything that she'd been through as well. And you mentioned it to her when you were speaking with her, but her coach also passed away.
Yeah, the late Brian Corcoran. So that was her long-serving coach, who sadly passed away. I'd sat down and spoke to her a few months ago about him, and it's quite an emotional thing to speak about for her, because he was a massive part of her life. She said that he was always a person that believed in her. gave her the strength to really keep going. He would always be expecting more, and she loved that about him. And yeah, it was really sad that when she was at the Tokyo Games that he passed away. So that was particularly tough for her. She got injured, he passed away, she couldn't make the funeral. So to be at her last Paralympics and I suppose have all of that happen coming into this Paralympic Games, you know, she really wanted it to go right and to do well for him as well. And yeah, we briefly spoke about that. It was quite an emotional one for her. So we just briefly spoke about it. But she said that some of his family members were there and she thinks that he would be really proud of her.
Tammy, do you know, is LA in her plans or has that even come up for conversation? Is it a bit rude to be asking somebody who's just won a medal, what's next?
Oh, with Orla Comerford, she's always thinking what's next. That is one thing about Orla. Like, she wants more and more, and she constantly says there's more in the tank. I know I can do better. Like, she was disappointed with third. She wanted silver or gold. I think it was the world record she wanted. So I definitely think 26 years of age, we're going to see Orla at LA.
I know it's only Wednesday of the week, but these major tournaments are absolutely relentless in terms of what's next. What's next over the next few days in terms of what you're going to pick to go and cover?
So today it is all about the paracycling, so the road races. So I'm looking forward to getting out and experiencing this one. So obviously Katie George was so successful with Eve, but they actually split up. They go separately now when they get out onto the road. So it's going to be a little bit different for them. So Katie George will be out. I think she's out in the morning, then she goes back out in the afternoon. And then Josephine Heelan as well. She's out in the morning, back out in the afternoon. So I'm going to head along to that. We've equestrian happening as well. So we had Rochelle was out just earlier. Rochelle Timothy, she finished 12th. She got a time of 24:32 in the individual time trial for that. Sorry, that was in the paracycling. And then we've equestrian later as well. So yeah, as you can see, Ger, lots going on. It's as you know, my God, your head will be frazzled with all the different sports, the different events that are happening. But it's been amazing to experience it all.
Yeah, and like the Stade de France in the immediate aftermath of those races, it is it is incredible. I was never mad fan of the Stade de France generally because I hadn't had great sporting experiences there. Also got tear gassed by the French cops, not to help. And then go for the Olympics and it's absolutely sensational.
Yeah, and I think it was my fifth time there now, I'm going to say, maybe fourth or fifth time. Been there a few times for the rugby, and I love it. It's incredible. I think from a reporting perspective as well, it's a great setup. But even when you're just sitting there and looking out, like the experience of like seeing the athletes on the track and the atmosphere, it's second to none. And obviously seeing it as a rugby stadium and now seeing it as an athletic stadium, just like when we were at the La Defense Arena yesterday, for the swimming as well, that is the RASA 92, the rugby ground, so that they have this purposely built swimming pool is just incredible how they've done things. I'm constantly in awe everywhere we go for every event. The triathlon as well was just spectacular. I think that was probably my favourite event so far to watch. It was just amazing, inspiring, just eye-opening, to be honest. So it's incredible what they've done. I think they've had a good amount of time to get it all together, but still, it's been incredible to see it all.
If you look at the last 8 years, there's been 5 trophies, and the vast majority.
I'm glad you looked at 8 years, anyway, not 3.
But don't worry, that's the first part of the question. I'm seeing it.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.